So this is what happens when you go to a storytelling series, and I went for the first time in May, and here I am, so this could be you. Not at all what I normally do for my day job. So my story begins in the fall of 2010. My brother Brian, sister-in-law Lisa, my husband Bruce, we're thinking about we need to get away a little bit. It's going to be winter, and we live in Baltimore, so they want to go someplace warm. I'm thinking, get me out of Baltimore. So away we go. Think about where do we want to go. Brother writes me an email, says, so I have a little consulting gig that's coming up with a museum. Lisa's going to go. You guys want to go? I'm going to NOLA. I said, NOLA. NOLA. Well, my brother and I, very left-brain people, love a good puzzler, but I'm thinking, NOLA. It took me a while, but no doubt many of you who are here tonight know that NOLA is New Orleans, Louisiana. So we start making our plans, sends me another email another week, says, I think we can score this great luxury apartment that the museum owns. It's right in the French Quarter. It's going to be great. Another week goes by, a little disappointment. No, apartment's not going to be available. Not to worry, been there before. We'll get a hotel room in the French Quarter. I said, great, I'm going to New Orleans. What do I need to know? We're going to have a great time. So, again, another week goes by. He calls me very quickly. Hey, I'm in the airport in between flights. Need you to set up your rooms. I've already made reservations for Lisa and I. Call today, though, because I don't think that they've got much available. Said, don't remember. It's the Hotel Provincial. I do not have the web address for you, but Google it. Don't worry, but call today. Oh, I think they only have double rooms available. So I'm thinking, wow, this nice little romantic getaway with my husband. But what you have to know is my husband and I, as of last month, have been married for 30 years. Love him dearly. He's a wonderful guy. Double, we're okay. See, she knows what I'm talking about. So away we go. We get to New Orleans. We're checking into the hotel. And the clerk says to us, you guys mind being in building 500? We said, well, what's up with building 500? Oh, we just wanted to be sure, check in with you. I said, okay, you know, we're good. Yeah, we're here for an adventure. We're fine. So we go, we check in. That night, we go out for dinner. We're getting ready. We go out. We see all these people standing out in front of our hotel, and they've got these little lanterns, and they're just walking along their little lanterns, and they're pointing to our hotel and talking in these hushed voices, and clearly there's a leader here. That, what's going on? So I said, my brother, Brian, I want to go over and see what's going on here. He said, Barbara, you can't just join a tour like that. He said, it's intellectual property. He's a museum consultant. What can I tell you? He's big on intellectual property. So we go, we have dinner, we come back that night. I'm all snuggled in my jammies and, you know, in our little double beds because it's a double bed. I mean, I have a king at home, okay? So we get all snuggled in. I'm all curled up. I always sleep on my side and fine, lights are off. Middle of the night, as I'm all curled up, I feel the sensation of the covers being pulled back and this cold sliding into bed next to me. And I'm thinking, Bruce, really? We have cooking reservations for the cooking school early in the morning. It's been late. It's been late, Bruce. See, I know some of you are middle-aged like me. So I turn over, and I thought, damn, Bruce is not here. He's still over in his other bed. So I throw off the covers, turn on the lights. The rest of the night, I am like this. All night long, with the lights on, my poor husband is like, what? So the next morning, we go down to breakfast, see my brother, see my sister-in-law. She said, I have the weirdest story to tell you. He said, during the night, 3 o'clock in the morning, the clock radio's going off. All of a sudden, it's blaring out and it's flashing. 9 o'clock, 9 o'clock, 9 o'clock. They turn it off and think, you know, oh, gee. 3:30, again, the clock radio goes off and it's flashing again. 9 o'clock, 9 o'clock, 9 o'clock. Said, this was really freaky. I said, well, let me tell you. So I tell her what happens to us. Well, to me. So, and then she said, yeah, and what about that train whistle? And I said, I didn't hear a train whistle, Lisa. And my brother says, Lisa, there is not a train track within miles of this place. I don't know what you guys are thinking. So later, as we go home and we complete our travels, get home, go on online, do a little bit of research. So it turns out where we had been staying was a Confederate hospital during the Civil War. And if you Google Hotel Provincial, you will find a whole page worth of things, including the most haunted hotel in New Orleans, by some accounts. If you look at the website, and I don't work for these people, but if you look at the website Haunted Tours America, it is number one. And if you want a haunted experience, you are to stay in Building 500. So there we are. I'm not a believer. However, that's my story.
Bravo.